Good Saturday morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Grow Siouxland, a radio program brought to you every Saturday morning on KSCJ. We want to start off by thanking our sponsor, Chris Bogenreef, and the team at NAI United. I'm Heidi Ranking with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, filling in for President Chris McGowan. And I would say we drew straws, but when I knew we were going to interview this gal, I said, no, Chris, I got this one. So I want to welcome Katie Cruz, somebody I have known for quite a while now, and we're going to be talking about Together, a Greater Good, better known as TAG, right here in Siouxland. So good morning.
Good morning, Heidi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We did it. Another year.
We did. I can't believe it. It's our year.
I love it. So we're going to talk all things TAG, but first, for everybody that maybe has not met you, tell us a little bit about Katie Cruz, your background, where you're from, where you went to school, all that good stuff.
Ooh. Well, what I claim is I was born in Minneapolis, but raised in Yuma, Arizona. So I moved to Yuma when I was 10. And, you know, back then we had just built Mall of America in Minneapolis and we moved to Yuma and we didn't even have a Target. My mom was beside herself. But at the same time, I definitely think Yuma was the greatest place to grow up. I love the community size. You can, once we did have a Target, you always ran into somebody just like Sioux City. And when I met a boy named Josh Cruz through Hopkins Rotary, that's right, Rotary. Who knew? That was a dating mecca. And once we started dating and we started talking about where do we want to end up, I mentioned I would love to be in another Sioux City, just comparable to Yuma, and raise a family. And here we are, almost 10 years later.
And Josh is also a business owner?
Yes, he is. He, Cruz Chiropractic. So he has been a chiropractor for a couple of years, many years. I don't want to date him.
Right. Just a few, Josh.
Just a few. But between his father, his brother, his cousin, another cousin, an aunt, I mean, it's every time we get together as a family, it's like a mini chiropractic convention. I'm this close to being a doctor just by being, you know, absorbing the osmosis of chiropractic care.
Well, between you and I'll now call you Dr. Cruz. You're the Dr. Cruz in my life.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
And you're also the proud mama of, come on, all those boys.
Three boys, 6, 4, and 9 months, Odin, Zane, and Reese. And they are just a gem. They are so much fun and very busy. We are tiptoeing into the hockey world. So say a prayer for all that's to come. And there was a day where Odin and Zane were wrestling and I looked at Josh and I was like, I'm going to have a third boy, another boy. Like what's stronger, my walls or my will? And Odin looked at me without missing a beat and he goes, your walls, and then runs out of the room. And I'm like, that was a rhetorical question. I wasn't looking for a real answer, but nailed it, child.
He's truly your son.
Yeah, he is. But yes, so Odin, Zane, and Reese.
Now you work full time. You work from home.
I do. Yep.
And I know you also have a skincare business.
I do.
You're also very involved in the community.
I am.
You were president of the Junior League and actually recruited me to the organization.
Yes.
So how do you have time for TAG?
I don't know. But, you know, at the end of the day, when something tugs your heartstrings, you figure it out. And that is completely what TAG is. So selfishly, as I mentioned that I have the three kids, I do also have an angel in heaven named Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I lost her at 26 weeks. And from there, I found No Foot Too Small, which is another phenomenal nonprofit. And I've been in the works of bringing a mom's group here to Sioux City because pregnancy loss is common. It's roughly 1 in 4 pregnancies, not women, pregnancies that go through some kind of complication.
Wow.
And so from there, you know, while No Foot Too Small is really getting some great groundwork here, momentum, I'm not big enough yet, keyword yet, I know, mm-hmm. to probably do a big like gala or golf event, maybe someday. But TAG allows myself and those moms to donate. It's just like Amazon Smile, but for local businesses. And then as my boys step into the sports world or the school fundraising, TAG also allows us to donate back to those organizations. So it really, it kind of connects everything that's going on in my life of what's important, but I can always give back, support the community while giving back.
And we're talking about TAG, T-A-G-G.
Yes.
And it is an app that people would download. And for instance, I can go to one of my favorites, Table 32. I can have lunch or dinner. I've downloaded this app. I'm going to take a picture of my receipt. You just open your app,
hold your camera over your receipt, and done.
Done.
I then get to choose the different nonprofits that have already signed up. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Junior League. Maybe it's a kids fundraiser. Maybe it's those little kiddos with hockey. And then the business itself can kind of decide what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So it really helps twofold.
Yes.
So it's step one, we have to get everybody to download Tag.
Yes.
That's a new app, T-A-G-G.
Well, actually in the iPhone or in the App Center, it's Together Greater Good.
Together a Greater
yep.
Good.
And it's an orange little tag.
Like a price tag.
A price tag. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. That's the little icon. So yes, download the app. And actually, we are coming out with the QR code. So that could be sooner than not, especially in the new year. But once you download the app, you can open it up and you can type keywords. Like, let's say you're looking for patio. You type the word patio and Table 32 will pop up or Pease Pizza will pop up. Let's say you're looking for coffee. Hawk's Coffee, Stone Brew will pop up. So it's a way to find those local businesses, or you can just look on the full list or the map. And this also, when you go to Omaha, Council Bluffs, Lincoln, there are 350 businesses in that area, from ice cream to a boutique. You name it, it's on there. And anytime you shop and dine at one of these Tag affiliated businesses, you take a picture of the receipt. And as you mentioned, Heidi, those businesses have already picked what their percentage is going to be. Maybe it's a 5% with no cap. Maybe it's a 5% up to $50 donation. So once you take a picture of the receipt, you select the cause of choice. That part, I think, just gets me so excited because there's always something that's going to tug your heartstrings. Maybe it's a school, a nonprofit, a place of worship, or a youth sports team. You get to pick it. And then Tag, what they do is they ultimately work with the businesses. So they're that clearinghouse. They invoice Table 32 or Brightside Cafe, collect the funds, and then they distribute the checks out to all the nonprofits. So it's just kind of this great way to get introduced to what the community businesses are in the area that you might not think about. So in that sense, it's marketing and brings it to the front of your phone, but then also giving back on the back end.
Well, what I love everything about this, because there are so many great ways to give back with Tag. There are so many great organizations that we're helping, but it's not asking anybody to go above and beyond what they're doing. It's not some fundraiser of the candles, the wrapping paper. Now, that's all good. I'm not making fun of any of that or taking anything away from that. But this is money that I'm already spending. If I'm already going to lunch, if I'm already doing said whatever on Tag, it's just a way to give back with things that I'm already doing.
Exactly. It's Amazon Smile meets Yelp in the sense of like bringing businesses to the front line. But then it is also like Groupon in that sense. Like if all those were to have a baby, you'd have Tag.
Now, how did you even find this?
When I was president of Junior League of Sioux City. So I was doing research and trying to figure out ways, like, how can Junior League get more money? And, you know, this is a common problem that every nonprofit has. You know, we're all trying to get creative and stretch that dollar. And again, it's not, you know, Junior League had a phenomenal gala this past year for their 100th anniversary. But at the same time, doing a gala every year is just not practical. So that's how I had come across it. And it was started by two moms down in Omaha. So Holly and Leslie, they were tired of fundraising for their kids' sports, which if that doesn't just like tug your heartstrings, I don't know what does. And that is how this all came about. It's also like Box Tops, I guess. It's the new age Box Tops that brings you to the local businesses. That was the other company I was trying to think of.
Now, if all of those got together,
if all those had a baby, it would be named Tag.
It would be named Tag. So where do we go from here? I mean, is there a limit, a cap on how many locally owned businesses can be a part of this, or how many nonprofits can put their name out there as well to help raise money for their organization?
No, absolutely. If your nonprofit is not on there, all they have to do is just write on the app. You can register and fill out all the information, and pretty much Tag just wants to make sure that, yes, it is a 501(c) and all that jazz, and who do they cut the check to. So they just do kind of that bookend stuff. As for businesses, the cool part of this is every industry can be on it. I have a realtor on here that at closing, she gives a gift. I have a chiropractor on here that, and obviously he's not going to do a percentage of your whole you know, adjustment, mm-hmm. but he'll give another, a voucher like card that you take a picture of. Restaurants, we have Brightside, Crumb Cookies. So, I mean, Crumb, I don't know if you've heard about Crumb, phenomenal guy. He just opened up his doors or started this in this summer. And, you know, he's kind of that food truck farmer's market where Tag is giving him exposure to here, but also in the Omaha area. Bella Salon. I mean, the possibilities are endless, and every business, again, has already agreed to doing a certain percentage and maybe up to a cap or not. Siouxland Magazine, so if you're going to advertise with them, you can also give a donation back. So again, it that's the cool part of the reach, is it's a, the whole name, Together a Greater Good. Together, we are going to support the community while giving back and having that greater good aspect.
I love it. You're listening with Katie Cruz and her new company right here in Siouxland, TAGG Tag, Together a Greater Good. This is Heidi Ranking filling in for Chamber President Chris McGowan. You're listening to Grow Siouxland, a program brought to you every Saturday morning on KSEJ. Thanks to Chris Bogenreef and his team at NAI United for sponsoring Grow Siouxland. We're going to take a short break, and Katie and I will be right back.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Thank you for tuning back into Grow Siouxland. This is Heidi Ranking from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. I'm filling in this morning for Chamber President Chris McGowan. I want to thank Chris Bogenreef and his team at NAI United for sponsoring Grow Siouxland on KSEJ every Saturday morning. Thank you, Chris and NAI. And this morning, if you missed our first segment, you missed a lot. You're going to need to find the button, rewind, however this works. But I want to welcome again Katie Cruz, a good friend of mine. And a businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, jet setter, community involvement. I don't know all of the words that we could use to describe you, but you are one busy gal. And we're talking this morning about TAG. It's T-A-G-G, better known as Together a Greater Good. And it was a concept that you found when you were president of the Junior League right here in Sioux City. And just looking for ways to help an organization make more money, you stumbled across this app. And now you're bringing it to Siouxland. So tell everybody once again a little bit about TAG.
Yes. So TAG, Together a Greater Good, and it's in the name, Together a Greater Good. Just let that sink in, just what those words can really mean. And if that doesn't start tugging your heartstrings, I don't know what will. But ultimately, go to the app, you know, the app store, download Together a Greater Good, and you'll see this little orange sales tag icon. And from there, the possibilities are endless. You open up the app and you can see all the business lists from My Jeweler to Mod House to AKP Health. And from there, all of these local businesses have leaned in and said, yes, I want to support you and give back to the businesses. From there, when you shop, you dine, you use the services, you take a picture of the receipt, and then you select. You get to pick where this donation goes. Not I, not the business, you. So you can pick the school, you can pick the nonprofit that tugs your heartstrings. Maybe it's Camp High Hopes, maybe it's STARS. That's totally your call. Maybe it's a youth sports team, all the way down to a child's name. Or a place of worship. So those are the four categories of where you can donate back. And then from there, you are supporting the local businesses, again, shopping local, while giving back to what tugs your heartstrings. It truly is Amazon Smile, but for local businesses.
I have used the app, and I can't tell you how easy it is. It is not, okay, now you just need to drive over here, make your donation, then drive back over here, come back next week, pick up whatever you ordered. It's literally your phone. And your phone is with you all the time. Everybody stop acting like it's not. You're on it right now as you're listening to this program. But
downloading it, right? They're downloading it right now.
They're downloading the Together a Greater Good app right now. But you go out to lunch. You are involved with a nonprofit organization. Share what this is, because there's a really easy way to generate some additional income on things that people are already doing and things that people are going to do regardless. Mm-hmm. Going to lunch, buying a home,
right?
Buying insurance,
yes.
Having coffee, all of these
getting
things.
Getting your hair done.
Yes, you're supporting
everything.
Local businesses, and you get to select which nonprofit that money is going to.
And this also goes when you go to Omaha or Lincoln or Council Bluffs. So there's 350 businesses down in that area, from Blue Sushi, Jimmy John's to Hy-Vee. And you can dine and shop at those places and still tag back here to Siouxland. So it doesn't have to stay in that area. It's just those tag affiliated businesses and supporting those nonprofits that are in the app. And if your nonprofit's not there, very easy to register. And you know what's crazy is TAG has been around for about 8 years in the Omaha area, and it has grown and evolved and made, you know, it kind of started during that Groupon time. And from there, already they have donated $750,000 back into the community, which is like,
that's mind-blowing.
Nuts. Exactly. And, you know, the average tag is roughly $1.75. So take a $30 purchase, $1.75. That adds up. And if you get 20 people a month tagging, you know, 3-4 times a month, that is easily can add up to $1,000 every year. And that's $1,000 that you're already going to go shop. You're going to go get your hair done. You're going to go to Mod House. You're going to go do these things. Why not let it give back right from the get-go? It's just such a beautiful, again, together, a greater good.
I would think the business owners that are involved with this, this has to be a huge relief for them as well, because for them, I'm sure they have passions for what they want to support as a business, but this allows them to help so many different organizations, maybe organizations they didn't know were in Siouxland, but really kind of takes the pressure off them. Let their customers decide where, you know, some of that money is spent. I love that idea.
And then the businesses do get a report each month to see, you know, where did the tags go? So was, you know, Big Brothers Big Sisters really dominant this month, or was it Junior League of Sioux City? And so that also kind of allows them to see that sort of feedback of what their clientele and what's tugging their heartstrings.
Now, if people are listening right now, they own a business or they're involved with a nonprofit, how do they get a hold of you? Do they use the app if they want some more information on getting involved? What's the best way to do that?
Both. So you can go right to the app, or you can just email Katie@TogetherGreaterGood. That's probably the best way to reach out to me. And then also, if you know of a business, like let's say I really want to see this business that's down on 4th, this restaurant join, and I'm not going to throw out any names because I don't want that to seem, you know,
right.
Low. But if you refer them and they sign up, you will get a $20 referral gift that you get to pick your nonprofit. So that right there could be a impromptu fundraiser that, you know, think of if Junior League of Sioux City were to, you know, refer a handful of businesses right there, that could be a couple hundred bucks that they didn't have yesterday.
So how are you balancing all of this? You work full time.
I do. I have a day job.
You have three boys.
I have three boys.
You're married. Your husband has his own business.
Yep.
You also volunteer in the community.
Yes.
You also work with a nonprofit, No Foot Too Small. You help mothers who have lost a child during pregnancy. How do you handle all of this? This is a brand new year now. How are you going to grow this? What are you looking forward to?
There's no question my husband is my best cheerleader, you know, very supportive, but also, you know, it is about that work-life balance. And he has helped me realize like, okay, I need to dedicate. So I have kind of scheduled time of, okay, today I'm focused on No Foot Too Small. Tomorrow I'm focused on TAG during this time. But, you know, you figure it out. When it tugs your heartstrings, like it's not effort. It's not anything that I dread. I get super excited because seeing it just evolve here in Siouxland and being so community minded and being so supportive of each other that it truly is just starting to take off like a wildfire. And if anything, that I am so excited to see, and that motivates me to work that, you know, that later night to follow up on some emails or prospect. And yeah, I don't know how I do it. I just, it's
just getting done.
It is. I don't know. Other than I just have a very supportive husband. No question about it.
Now, have you talked to businesses where they think, okay, this seems way too easy. This is too good to be true. I mean, what's the reaction that you're getting from the businesses and the nonprofits that you've talked to?
Everybody really has, just thought this was such a cool idea. And there's nothing like this nationwide. So I really think this has the potential of growing. And, you know, someday it would be awesome to have my parents down in Florida going to Jimmy John's and tagging for their grandson or something.
Absolutely.
But overall, like, I really haven't gotten any pushback. A couple businesses just want to wait until we get more users. So please download the app and start using it. Definitely refer. If you are out at a restaurant that's not on tag, mention it to them so that when I do call and, you know, follow up or step in, they already know about it and that they know from their clients that this is something of an interest. But no, it's, this is where Sioux City is so beautiful, is we are all about that connecting each other. And mm-hmm. I heard somewhere, don't quote me on this, but Sioux City has more nonprofits per capita than most cities. Again, I don't know where I heard that, or maybe I'm saying that stat a little bit off, but there's such that Midwest nice that this is really being embraced. And that's what allows me to add it to my plate where it's just taking off.
Well, and I love the technology part of this. I had completely forgotten that if I'm out of town, but there are tag businesses where I'm at, I can still tag back to my hometown. I mean, how much better can we get than still traveling, going and doing other things, but we can still tag and help those businesses and nonprofits mm-hmm. in our community.
And, you know, I should mention there is, when you go into the app, you can go into categories too. So maybe you're looking for landscaping and so forth, but there's an online shopping button. So you can do shopping online and still take a screenshot of your emailed invoice and tag that. So the possibilities truly are, whether you are out and about traveling or just sitting at home on the couch catching up on Yellowstone, you can just shop and give back at the same time. Again, that whole together greater good. And that is what we are all about.
So 2022, what else are you going to add on the plate?
Ooh, so we are going to do a QR code.
Okay.
That is coming. And it's, you know, from the feedback, an app is another thing to download. And, you know, there's just some people that don't enjoy diving into an app. So they have this whole platform. I actually have not seen it. I've seen only like screenshots of it, but a QR code where it just makes it so much easier. You take a picture, you select where you're not, the nonprofit, take a picture of the receipt, and boom, you're done. Because the QR code allows you to already be tagged to the business. Where right now in the app, there is kind of like a three-step process. So you have to hit the little tag icon. From there, you select your nonprofit, you select your business, and then take a picture. So it's 4 or 5 steps. That will all mm-hmm. be reduced down to about 2-3 steps, which doesn't sound like a big difference, but it is.
But it is, trust us.
Because it's all in one page.
I love this. Well, I want to thank you for making time on a Saturday morning to come in and talk all things tag. And thank everybody for listening this morning on Grow Siouxland right here on KSEJ. I've welcomed Katie Cruz with Together a Greater Good, TAGG. Go find the app, download it, start using it. Mm-hmm. Tell all your friends to download it and start using it. And then if there are businesses that you love that aren't on there, let Katie know. And if there's nonprofits that aren't on there, let them know. Let's continue to make Together a Greater Good even gooder. I'm kidding. I was going to say better. I just want to see if it would flow. It didn't. We tried, everybody.
Well, thank you so much for having me this morning.
Thank you very much, Katie. And thanks to all of you listening. Have a wonderful Saturday. And thanks very much to Chris Bogenrafe and the team at NAI United for sponsoring Grow Siouxland every Saturday morning right here on KSEJ. I'm Heidi Ranking with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Have a wonderful weekend.